If God can do anything, can he create a rock so big that he can't lift it? A cynic posed that question to me in high school, and I've never forgotten it. Not because it stumped me, it didn't. I remember that senseless question because it makes me think of a far more challenging question. If God can do anything, why won't he lift my burden? Ruminating on the question why is about as productive as debating whether God can create a rock that he can't lift. But when life gets really heavy, I find myself asking God why. If God can do anything, why won't he do something in this situation? Why won't he answer my cries? Why won't he do what I need him to do? Have you ever asked God questions like that? Lord, if you can, why don't you? If you struggle to understand why God sometimes seems to sit on his hands, I hope you'll stick with me because we're going to look at what the Bible has to say about what God can do and what he will do. When it comes to what he will do, I'll give you a hint. God will always do what he says he will do. In fact, no word from God will ever fail. Whether it's written in the Old Testament, the New Testament, or written on your heart, no word from God will ever fail. Today we're going to look at two different interpretations of the same Bible verse and discover that one of them declares what God can do and the other sheds light on what God will do. Welcome to Believe and Speak. I'm Shauna Marie Bryant, and I'm here each week to encourage you and build your faith. Now, I always read from the Bible and pull out a morsel for us to declare that will empower your tongue with truth. Today, I'm going to read Luke 1, verse 37, from two versions that give strikingly different translations. First, I'm going to read from the New International Version, and then I'll read how the New King James Version, again, interprets the very same verse. No word from God will ever fail, for with God, nothing will be impossible. No word from God will ever fail is from the NIV, the New International Version. And then, for with God, nothing will be impossible is from the New King James. Did you catch how one of them highlights what God can do and the other what he will do? I formed our declaration today from the word for word translation of Luke 1:37 in the NIV. No word from God will ever fail. Anyone who wrestles with God's willingness to do something more than with his ability to do something will appreciate that I chose that particular translation to be our declaration today. No word from God will ever fail. I don't know about you, but I need to speak that often so I remember it. Will you say it with me? No word from God will ever fail. I've walked with God for a very long time, and I know the scriptures pretty well. I know that the Bible stresses over and over that God is able to do what he chooses, when he chooses. Now, I don't struggle to believe in God's ability to do the impossible, but I'm not going to skip past an important point that you might need to hear. God is able. My friend, our God is able. Nothing is impossible for him. He can do anything. I love how the Message translates Ephesians 3:20. God can do anything, you know, far more than you could ever imagine or guess or request in your wildest dreams. In one of the first episodes that I recorded after I started producing video for YouTube and not just audio for my podcast, I talked about how God can do anything, and I'm going to share a link. I encourage you to watch it, especially if you struggle with believing God is able to do the impossible. I based that episode on Jeremiah 32:17, which says, "Ah, sovereign Lord, you have made the heavens and the earth by your great power and outstretched arm. Nothing is too hard for you." God has unlimited power. Nothing is out of reach for him. Now, in the context of Luke 1:37, the angel Gabriel is not only telling the Virgin Mary that she has miraculously conceived a child by the power of the Holy Spirit, but also that her elderly relative, Elizabeth, has conceived a child in her old age. Now, the New King James Version highlights God's ability to do the impossible by wording the verse this way: "For with God, nothing will be impossible." But God's ability isn't the whole story. Yes, God demonstrated supernatural power through the pregnancies of Mary and Elizabeth, but there's more to this story. The births of Jesus and John the Baptist were prophesied hundreds of years before the angel visited Mary. 700 years before Mary conceived, Isaiah said that it would happen just like it did. The angel not only told Mary that God can do the impossible, but he also demonstrated that God keeps his word. Which leads me to my second point that I've already hinted at with our declaration: no word from God will ever fail. But first, I want to be sure and invite you to click or tap the like. Also, please subscribe if you haven't, and don't forget the notification bell. Thank you so much for your support. All right, my second point should help us to accept why God doesn't always do what we know he can do. God is sovereign. Our God is sovereign, and he will do as he wills. I have a hard time when it seems that God is sitting on his hands. It begs the question, God, if you can do anything, and he can, then why won't you? This morning, I met with a dear friend for coffee, and I remembered how God had spoken through her straight to my heart related to this very question: if God can, then why won't he? I had been trying to hold on to a promise that God had given me but hadn't fulfilled. In search of answers, I pulled up one of my Bible programs and typed Word, W-O-R-D, into the search bar, hit the space bar, and then typed fail. The program served up 7 results, which sat on a tab on my computer for several weeks. I kept clicking on that tab to read the Bible verses that were listed. Again, verses that contained word and fail. One verse on that tab kept drawing me in. It was Luke 1:37. No word from God will ever fail. Now back to my coffee date this morning. About a year ago, my friend gave a powerful presentation at a women's event where I heard God speak loud and clear. My friend had put several verses from Luke chapter 1 up on the screen, including verse 37. My eyes widened to see that she had put one verse out of all the verses in bold type. No word from God will ever fail. I was stunned. And I actually looked through some old texts to see if I told her about my struggle to believe that God would fulfill his impossible promise to me. Now, I wasn't having any luck finding anything scrolling through our texts, and I gave up when she did the very thing that I always ask you to do. She pointed out the words in bold type on that screen at that women's event and asked us to say them out loud. No word from God will ever fail. Talk about jolting me out of ruminating on, why don't you do what I know you can do? God will always do what he says he will do, no matter how hard it seems, no matter how long it takes. My friend, if you've questioned God's abilities, I hope that I've helped you see that God is able. Nothing is impossible for our God. He can put a Bible verse in bold type on a screen in front of hundreds of women for the sake of one. He is able. Nothing is too hard for him. And if you've questioned God's willingness, I hope that you'll remember, like I try to do, that God is sovereign. He will do what he says he will do, but he is not in a hurry. Whether God can or can't is a matter of ability. Whether God will or won't is a matter of sovereignty. I'm ready to accept that God is able and he's sovereign. And the next time I'm tempted to ask God why, I'll try to remember this. If God can do anything, why don't I ask him for the faith to trust him more? Let's pray. Oh, dear Heavenly Father, I thank you so much that we have your word. We have the Old Testament and the New Testament and so many assurances. God, that nothing is too hard for you. You created the heavens and the earth, and nothing is too hard for you. And because you are creator, you are sovereign and ruler over it all, and your word is one that will never fail. You say it, you will do it. Just like you did when you spoke through the prophet Isaiah, for unto us a child is born, you said, unto us a son is given. And then 700 years later, Mary conceived, just like you said she would. And so God, I hope, you know, we can't be waiting 700 years for some things. Our life isn't even that long. But Lord, knowing that you are at work in our lives from beginning to end, from generation to generation, help us to trust you in your time to do what you say you'll do. Lord, and we know that if something is in your will, when we ask for it, we will receive it. It's just a matter of time. So help us to trust in your ability and your sovereignty. Give us the faith to trust you more. And I ask this in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. I want to thank you for joining me for Believe and Speak. And please leave me a comment and let me know, which one do you struggle with more, God's ability or his sovereignty? Also, be sure to like, subscribe, and click or tap the bell for notifications. Now, a good video to watch next is the one that I mentioned about God's great power and ability. Please share this particular video with a friend. Your tongue has power. Use it for good.